正。百昆特之音服务源于聆听。今天是2020年12月22号，我们荣幸的邀请到了开昌的萨米，我们讲述今天晚上的圣典博加瓦坛晚课，敬请聆听。阿瑞克什纳。
Verse 35, right? Yes, 35.
Okay.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Gopi Jana Balava Sirivaradhai Gopi Jana Balava Sirivaradhai Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhai Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Anachari Yamuna TiraBanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Narayanam Namaskritcha Naram Chaiva NarottamamDevim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamu Dirahe Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nicham Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuktama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.8.35.
圣典博加瓦坛第十一篇第八章十节三十五。
Surat.
Surat.
Well-wishing friend.
祝福的朋友。
Prashtatama.
Prashtatama.
Absolutely the most dear one.
绝对是最亲切的一位。
Nata, Lord.
主。
Atma, soul.
灵魂。
Sha, also.
也。
I am. He.
Ha.
Sharirinam. Of all embodied beings.
所有体困的灵生物的。
Come, him.
Ha.
Vikriya, purchasing.
购买。
Atmana. By surrendering myself.
通过臣服我自己。
Eva, certainly.
肯定地。
Aham, I.
我。
Rame, will enjoy.
将享受。
Anena, with the Lord.
与主。
Yata, just like.
仿佛。
Rama, Lakshmi Devi.
幸运女神 Lakshmi Devi.
Surit Prestat Tamo Nata Atmachayam Sharirinam Tam Vikri Atmanaivaham Rame Nena Yata Rama Surit Prestat Tamo Nata Atmachayam SharirinamTam Vikriyat Manaivaham Rame Nena Yata Rama Sudit Prestat Tamonata Atmachayam Shadirinam Tam Vikriyat Manaivaham Rame Nena Yata Rama Sudit Prestat Tamonata Atmachayam ShadirinamTam Vikriyat Manaivaham Rame Nena Yata Rama. Someone else?
Suhi Prishta Tamonata Atma Chayang Sharirinam Tam Vikriyat Manaivaham Rame Nena Yata Rama.
Wonderful. Perfect.
Thank you, Mara. Your mercy.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolutely the most dear one for all living beings because He is everyone's well-wisher and Lord. He is the Supreme Soul situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, I will now pay the price of complete surrender and thus purchasing the Lord. I will enjoy with Him just like Lakshmi Devi.
至尊人格守神绝对是众生最亲爱的人，因为他是众生的祝福者和主人，他是寓居于众生心中的超灵。因此，我现在要付出全然臣服的价格，购买到主，我才会像 Lakshmi Devi 那样跟他一起享受欢乐。
The real friend of all conditioned souls is the Supreme Lord, and only He can award the highest perfection of life. By following the example of Lakshmi Devi, who always remains at the lotus feet of the Lord, one will certainly obtain eternal happiness. One should make the best use of the material body, which is a bad bargain, and surrender one's body, mind, and words to the Lord. Paying such a price, one can purchase the Lord.Who is everyone's dearmost well-wisher.
要知，所有受条件限制灵魂的真正朋友是至尊主，只有他能赐予生命的最高完美。通过效仿永住在主莲花足下的 Lakshmi Devi 的榜样，人必获得永恒的快乐。人应当充分利用物质躯体这具臭皮囊。把一己的身体、心意和言语奉献给主，若付出这样的价格，就能购买到主众生挚爱祝福者。
Thus, one's ancient propensity for sense gratification will be automatically controlled.
如此，昔日追逐感官享乐的倾向会自动得以控制。
Om Ganasya Mirandasya Ganandana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shirada Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sham. Okay, very nice prayer glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sloka.
这个 shloka 是荣耀至尊性格神首的非常优美的祷文。
It's the most dear one for all living entities.
对所有众生而言呢, 他是最亲切的一位了。
Because he's everyone's well-wisher and Lord.
因为他是所有众生, 是亲挚爱的祝福者。
Krishna wants good for everyone. Wants good for everyone. Good forever. And the word is Surit, in Sanskrit word.
Surit 是一个梵文词.
Surit means friend.
它的意思是朋友.
But there's different kinds of friends.
朋友分几类.
So Surit is an especially well-wishing friend. One that will always try to help you and do good for you. That's Krishna.
那 Surit 是一位特殊的朋友，他总是准备帮助一个人，并且祝福一个人，那就是 Krishna.
So Krishna says, Surit Sarvabhutana is the best friend of every living entity.
Krishna 说 Suhrit Sarvabhutana 他是所有众生的祝福者
And a devotee is also Suhrit Sarvabhutana
奉献者们也是 Suhrit Sarvabhutana
He's also the best friend of everyone
他也是众生最好的朋友了
This is stated by Kapila Muni.
这句话是 Kapila Muni 说的.
That the devotee is the best friend of everyone and needs so many things.
奉献者是每一个生物体最好的朋友
So that devotee is the best friend because they're introducing everybody to Krishna, they're representing Krishna
奉献者是每一个生物最好的朋友，原因是他介绍每 把 Krishna 介绍给每个人 并且他也代表了主 Krishna
Bring Krishna to everyone. Mm-hmm. Introducing people, letting them know Krishna. Who they know for you know is Krishna.
Krishna 介绍给每一个人，他 因为 Krishna 是每一个生物最好的朋友。
And let's see what else does it say about the verse. The well-wisher. Prabhupada signed all his letters, you're ever well-wisher.
他也是祝福者。圣帕拉德签署信件的时候署名都是永恒的祝福者。
Prabhupada is not just wishing us well, but he was making so many arrangements for our benefit.
帕拉德不 仅祝福我们，而且他是为了我们的好处，他做出种种的安排。
Writing books, making temples, traveling all over, meeting all kinds of people.
他翻译了书籍，建造了很多庙宇，他也在全球旅行，他遇见各式各样的人。
Then he's in the heart of everyone, the super soul.
超灵在每一个生物的心中。
So whenever it's praying here, he's saying, I will pay the price now, complete surrender.
这个诗节里就说到了，我现在要付出全然臣服的代价价格。
But it's interesting that then, by complete surrender, he's purchasing the Lord. That's the price. We surrender everything, and then we get Krishna. Krishna comes under the control of his devotees.
所以这是非常有意思的。我们付出的这个代价就是全然的臣服，然后这样呢就购买了主，主就能受到奉献者的控制了。
So this devotee is saying he'll be enjoying with the Lord just like Lakshmi Devi, with him all the time.
这奉献者就说了，他将要和主时刻刻的在那里享受，就像 Lakshmi Devi 一样。
So these bodies we have, you buy something cheap and a discount, but it's not always so good, you know. So,
我们拥有的这个躯体呢，是一个糟糕的，是一桩糟糕的买卖。我们呢有廉价购买了打折的物品，但是呢，这个物品呢并不好。
But we should make the best use of it and surrender to Krishna. Use it for Krishna.
但是呢，我们可以，最好的善加利用，为了 Krishna 而利用它。
That means we give up. We give our body, mind, and words, everything to serve Krishna. But then purchase Krishna. There's no loss.
那意味着我们放弃躯体、心意、言语，用于为 Krishna 服务，就购买了 Krishna， 没有任何的损失。
Then our ancient propensity for sense gratification stated very nicely will be controlled. You get a higher taste in serving Krishna, then you're not so much interested in the other things.
这样呢，我们感官享乐的历史悠久的倾向呢，就自动得到控制了。我们得到了高品位，对其他的就没有丝毫没有什么兴趣。
Instead of being controlled by our Krishna senses, we are controlled by Krishna.
我们不再受感官控制，反而是受到 Krishna 的控制。
Okay, so that's kind of for it for this verse. And we'd like to go to another verse.
这就是讲完了，我们讲下一页是。
Kiyat priyam te vyabhajan kama ye kama da naraha adyan tabanto vanyaya devava kala vidrutaha.Men provide sense gratification for women, but all these men, and even the demigods in heaven, in the beginning and the end, they are all temporary creations who will be dragged away by time. Therefore, how much actual pleasure or happiness can anyone ever give their wives?
女人 男人为女人提供感官享乐，但所有这些男人甚至天堂的半神都有始有终。他们全是短暂的创造物，终将被时间拖走。因此，他们究竟能给予他们的妻子多少真实的幸福和快乐呢？
So actually this is Pingala, the prostitute, speaking.
这是那位妓女Pingala说的。
After she, you know, tried so hard to enjoy, and then she realized, you know, there's no pleasure in what she was trying to do anyway. And now she's remembering Krishna and anything all of a sudden.
一开始呢，他是努力的想获得一份享受，但是呢，他没能得到快乐。 然后他就记起了 Krishna， 然后突然之间的这些觉悟都涌出来了。
So we can assume she had some sort of training when she was young.
因此呢，我们可以猜想她年轻的时候一定得到了某些训练。But
she got bewildered, you know, in the modes of nature and trying to enjoy the material world.
但是她受到物质形态的迷惑，所以呢，反而转过来想要享受物质世界了。But
then when she got frustrated, she remembered.
但是当她这种享受的倾向受到了挫折之后，她就记起了 Krishna.
Like practically every devotee, maybe we didn't remember Krishna, but we knew there's something beyond this. Trying to enjoy the material world, we get frustrated. Get realization that it's just going nowhere.
每一个奉献者，他们都是这样子的，他们就是他们的享受的受到了挫折，他们就觉悟到了，就是没有任何的结果。Like
when Prabhupada went to America. He said the hippies, they were very good because they were rebelling against the ordinary society. They knew what was wrong.
帕帕就说了，说这些美国的幸运士，他们呢就反抗着那些普通的生活，他们知道这种普通的生活当中有点问题了。But
they didn't know what was right.
但是他们却不知道到底什么是正确的。So
when Prabhupada came and told them, you know, Krishna's God and you're not that body, that's what they were looking for, real knowledge.
哈拉德就告诉他们，Krishna是人，你们都不是这个躯体，然后他们就发现了。
Brahmate, Bhumate, Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. After traveling through many, many universes and different bodies, then somehow by the mercy of Krishna, you know, we find a guru.
住在各种不同的躯体当中，在整个这个宇宙上下漫游之后呢，骑着 Krishna 的人，一个人最终得到了 Guru。
And the Guru tells us about Krishna.
Guru 呢，就告诉我们 Krishna。
So now this Pingala, she's thinking. This is her thinking. It's quite interesting.
这一切呢，都是Pingala他在想法。
Men provide sense gratification for women, but all these men, even the demigods, have a beginning and an end.
男子为女人提供感官享乐，但是所有这些男子，甚至天堂的半神，都是有始有终的。
There are temporary creations and they'll be finished by time.
他们都是短暂的创造物而已，最终会被时间拖走。
So how much pleasure could they really give away?
所以他们能给妻子提供多少享受呢？
Like in the Krishna book of Rukmini, she was saying she felt sorry for these women who were attached to just a bag, you know, mustaches and hairs and fingernails. other words, they're just thinking of the material body can give them some pleasure.
像 Rukmini 皇后所说的，啊，那些那个长着胡子、头发、指甲的那些那个躯体，他们的这个物质躯体，女子以为能从这样的去当中得到快乐。
Their bodies grow old and you can't give them any more pleasure.
这个日渐衰老的这个物质躯体呢，不会给人们得到带来什么享受了。最终
，In this material world, everyone is basically pursuing his personal sense gratification, and thus everyone is being ruined by the influence of time. On the material platform, no one actually helps anyone else. So-called material love is simply a cheating process, as the lady Pingala is now discovering.
要指在这个物质世界，每个人基本上都在追逐各自的感官享乐，因此人人都在时间的影响下逐渐消亡。在物质层面上，实际上没有谁能帮助别人。所谓的物质的爱，不过是一种骗人的程序，就像 Pingala 眼下发现的。
So love is really only can be for Krishna, really.
真正的爱只能是。指向 Krishna 的。
Real love means giving only, not taking.
真正的爱就意味着给予，而不是获取。
So that's for Krishna, but of course Krishna will always give more than you give him.
所以爱应该是为了 Krishna 的，当然 Krishna 给予我们的会超过我们给他的。
But generally in the material world, we say, I love you, so you should do this for me. I love you, so you know, people tell their children, I love you so much, so you have to study hard in school. I love you so much, you have to get a job and give me money. You know, that's not real love. You have to do what I want. You have to study what I tell you to study. That's not love. That's love for yourself.
在物质世界呢，一个人会说啊，我特别爱你，所以你要好好学习啊，或者是我特别爱你，所以你要有份工作去赚钱，这不是真正的爱，大家其实为了自己是一种自私的。
So the gopis, they had so much love for Krishna that they didn't want anything from Krishna, but Krishna would give back anyway. 10 million times more than they give him. And then they would be more inspired to give more to Krishna. And Krishna would give more. But they didn't want it. They just wanted to serve. They wanted to be distracted by getting something back.
那些高品们，他们去爱 Krishna， 但是 Krishna 就给予他们百万倍来就得去他们更多的，但是他们不要，他们觉得这一切呢使他们分心。
She's realizing you can't really give any real pleasure because it can't last. That's the thing. It's temporary. Whatever it is, it's temporary.
所以她觉悟到了，一切都不持久，没有什么是真正的快乐。
So that's why we come to Krishna consciousness. We get some realization, you know, that there's got to be something more than these temporary things which come and go so easily.
So we come to Krishna consciousness because we realize that there are probably more things than these temporary things which come and go so easily.
There's got to be something more to life than just you know, getting new clothes and new cuts and new cars and new whatever, eating in new restaurants and going to new places for holidays.
还有除了那些要去买更多的轿车啊，买更多的衣服啊，去更多的餐馆吃东西啊，有更好吃的食物啊，去更美好的地方度假，比这要的还有更高的，比这更永恒的事物。
Of course, Krishna is Nitya Yavana Yavana. He's ever fresh. Chanting the holy name is always a new experience.
Krishna is Nitya Yavana. Krishna 是永恒年轻的，因为唱每天唱诵哈尔克什的都能给我们带来新鲜的感受。
Yeah, reading the Bhagavad Gita, reading any Krishna Lila, it's all a new experience every time.
阅读《博伽梵歌》，阅读 Krishna， 朗读 Krishna 的消时光，每一次都是有新鲜的体验。
And it's real. It doesn't end.
它是真实的，它是不会结束的。
Because it's spiritual and the soul doesn't die. When we leave the body, we can still, we just conserve Krishna more nicely.
所以这是灵性的。当我们这个躯体灭亡之后，死去之后呢，我们可以更好的来服务 Krishna。
No, sir, no, no. There's a very good realization and things we should think about because you know, we have to remember why we want to surrender to Krishna. Bhagavan Prito Vishnu Kenapi Kamana Nirveda Yam Durashara Yanme Jata Sukabaha. Although I most stubbornly hope to enjoy the material world, somehow or other detachment has arisen in my heart and it is making me very happy. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be pleased with me. Without even knowing it, I must have performed some activity pleasing to him.
译文世界37，尽管我顽固不化的渴求世俗的享乐，但不知怎的，气绝感在我心中油然而生，这让我快乐不已。因此，世尊人格首神 Vishnu 一定对我感到满意，想必在我不知道的情况下，曾从事过令他满意的活动。
Maivam Shura Nanda Bhagya Ya Klesha Nirveda Hetava Yehanu Bandham Nirvitya Purusha Shandu Vichiti. A person who has developed detachment can give up bondage to material society, friendship, and love. And a person who undergoes great suffering gradually becomes out of hopelessness, detached, and indifferent to the material world. Thus, due to my great suffering, such detachment awoke in my heart. Yet, how could I have undergone such merciful suffering if I were actually unfortunate? Therefore, I am in fact fortunate and have received the mercy of the Lord. You must somehow or other be pleased with me. Very nice realizations.
世界39，以培养出气绝心态的人，能摒弃物质的交际、友谊和爱的束缚。经历巨大痛苦的人感到绝望，逐渐变得对物质世界无所依附，无动于衷。所以，由于我的巨大痛苦，这种气绝精神在我心中苏醒过来。然而，倘若我真是不幸的人，我怎能经历到这种充盈仁慈的痛苦呢？所以，我实际上是幸运儿，蒙受了主的恩慈。一定不知怎的，他对我感到满意了。
Okay, now, questions? I have to stop early today at 8:30.
好，那个现在我们回答问题。今天呢，马尔说他得8:30，必须得结束，提前结束。 请大家如果有什么问题的话，就请尽快提上来。感谢。Brother, I have some questions. Maybe not relate to the verses today.
It's all right.
我有两个问题啊，就是第一问题是妇女在瓦纳斯坦当中地位，还有一个为什么说Chanaka Pandit 说美丽的妻子是敌人呢？I have two questions. The first one is I want to know the position of women in Vanashram. And next is about why Chanaka Pandit said that a beautiful wife is enemy for the family life.
What did Chanaka Pandit say?
He said there are four enemies to family life, like the foolish son and father who is in debt, and the mother who is not chaste for the husband, and wife who is beautiful.
Because if the wife is very beautiful, other men will always be lusting after her. Something like that. And the man will be more inclined to try to enjoy sex with the beautiful wife, which is not good for the beautiful wife.
那个因为如果妻子美丽的话，那么男子呢就会对别的男子就会对他垂涎三尺，就会更有色欲，而且呢如果妻子很美丽的话，那么他的丈夫呢就更渴望跟他享有这种性享受，那么这对妻子生活是不利的。Krishna's wife are all people beautiful, and Draupadi is very beautiful.
Yeah, and men were always after her, caused trouble. They were staying in the exile. The brother of the queen, you know, was trying to seduce her all the time. Duryodhana hated the Pandavas because he was so envious that she married them. Karna also.
Just like that, Pandava 兄弟的妻子就真的太美丽了，所以呢，就是因他们就是在遭到流放的期间呢。总是有别的那个王子呢就想要拐走他们的妻子，而且因为他的缘故呢，那杜鲁丹特别憎恨潘达武兄弟，卡纳也因为没有得到他就心生恨意。
Prabhupada, when he was to get married, you know, at that time the father arranged a marriage. And there were two ladies. And the one was very beautiful and Prabhupada was more attracted, but the father said, no, you should marry the one you don't like so much.
但圣帕帕结婚的时候呢，当时呢有两个女士， 其中有一个美比较美丽帕帕德喜欢的，但是他的父亲就告诉他，不，你不应该跟这个结婚，你应该娶另外一个。
So, Prabhupada said he was, because the father said then, when you want to take sannyas, it won't be so difficult. You won't be so attached.
Because his father told him that.
Yeah, if you marry this woman that you don't like so much, it's not so beautiful then.When it's time to take sannyas, it won't be so difficult.
他的父亲还告诉他，因为这个女孩她不那么美丽漂亮，所以日后呢，等你当托钵僧的时候呢，你就不会有那么多的依附之情了. Okay,
and then in Varnashram, real Varnashram, Vedic culture, women are very much honored because they're the mothers.
Varnashram, 在真正的 Varnashram 当中呢，妇女是特别受到尊重的，因为她们都是母亲。
So we can't know for sure, you know, because the real Vedic culture in Varnashram was so long ago. But sometimes women even fought on the battlefield.
So 现在呢，因为这个伟大文化呢太久远了，所以我们也不能真正的有所了解。有时候呢，妇女呢，甚至能上战场打仗。
Like Kaikeyi, the wife of Dasarath, the mother of the father of Lord Ram. She was the youngest and then the most beautiful of his wives. But she was a warrior also. She was on the battlefield with him. And when he got hurt, she drove the chariot and saved his life.
但是她是战士，她也驰骋疆场。当她的丈夫受伤的时候呢，她驾驶战车，就救了她丈夫的命。
Of course, mostly the women were wives and mothers because the mothers are so important in society to have good.Society, you need very good mothers to take care of the children, raise them properly.
除此之外呢，就是一般妇女呢，她们就身为贤妻良母的就是角色。那社会一个好的社会呢，她是需要母亲来照顾孩子、养育孩子的。
But Draupadi, she knew the treasury of the Pandavas.
但 Draupadi 他知道潘达五兄弟他们的财富财库。
And she was in charge of the kitchen, you know, to make sure they cook for thousands of Brahmins every day.
他掌管着这个厨房。又确保每天呢为成千上万位婆罗门来烹饪。
And when they discussed, you know, different things, she was also right there giving her opinions.
而且当他们的他的丈夫们在那里讨论讨论大事的时候呢，他也在场，而且也发表意见。
And one time that Jaya Jata was her name. He tried to kidnap her.
有一次呢，就是 Jaya Jata 就是想要绑架她。
The Pandavas had gone somewhere, and she was home alone. And this Jaya Jata, he was going by, and he saw her, and she was so beautiful, he just wanted to have her.
当时潘德瓦五兄弟不在家 ，Jayadratha 呢驾着战车呢路过，然后就被他的美丽迷住了，就想要拥有她。
And you know, he had tried to get her at the swine barn also.
当时呢，其实一开始呢 ，Jayadratha 也想在他的就是选妇大会上呢获得她。
And all these men that had tried at the Karna and Duryodhana and everybody failed to win when Arjuna won. That's one reason they hated Arjuna so much. Because they were so lusty for Draupadi.
Karna 呢Duryodhana 都参加了，但是呢他们没能迎娶这个 Draupadi， 只有 Arjuna迎娶了，所以呢他们就心怀就一直内心就是怀恨在心。
Anyway, he tried to grab Draupadi and she beat him up and threw him around.
然后那个扎扎的当时就想就抓把他抓走，但是那个 Draupadi 呢就挣脱开了。
So later he did succeed, grabbed her and took her away, but the other Pandavas captured her back.
后来扎遮的还是把他给就是绑架走了，但是后来潘德五兄弟就追过去，就还是就是把他救了出来。
But women were, you know, like, still so many people they worship Durga, you know, she's the Supreme Mother.
有很多人都崇拜多尔干女神，因为她是至高无上的至尊的母亲。
Then when a new wife comes into the home and she's supposed to be considered like the goddess of fortune has come.
当新婚的媳妇儿进家门的时候呢，她被认为是幸运女神。
But in Kali Yuga,you know, everybody in the name of Varnashram and all that, they have it all wrong. They mistreat everybody.
但是在卡利年代呢，没有什么真正的 Varnashram 制度，一切都是就是混乱的，就是他们没有很正确的对待每一个人。
So-called Brahmanas, they mistreat the other people, the so-called Lord-Bahman, on and on and on.
所谓的婆罗门他们会就是不正确的对待那些就是出生比较低贱的人。
Okay?
Okay. Yes. The name, Jaya Padma,顶拜亲爱的姑妈儿，这个月是派书马拉松，后天是博家饭歌显天日，可以给我们分享一下圣帕帕德的派书的故事，或者您派书的故事吗？我想这可以很好的激励大家更好的做这项服务感念。Basis dear 姑妈儿， this month is a book distribute marathon for book distribution andThe day after tomorrow is the appearance day of Bhagavad Gita. Can you share with us some story about Srila Prabhupada's how he distributed the books and all books or how you distribute books, some story, and this can inspire devotees to do this service better. Thank you.
Well, I distribute books only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Maharaj 说，我是只是由于主尼提亚南的的仁慈，派书的。
Somehow or other, I was allowed to do that.
不知怎的，我就得到了这允许去做这个服务。
When I joined, they were always talking, and at that time there wasn't so much book distribution.
我加入的时候没有特别多的派书。
They're mostly distributing the Back to Godhead magazine.
他们主要派发的是回归神手杂志。
They had some books, but not so many. They had the Nectar of Devotion and Teachings of Nectar coming out.
有一些书，风来的甘露啊，主宰的那教导。
But they were always saying that Prabhupada wants to distribute these books. Prabhupada wants to distribute these books.
他们总是说啊，帕帕希望派书，希望派书。
Somehow or other, it got started. Some devotees took the books out and distributed them, and then very soon everybody was distributing books.
但就不知怎，反正无论如何呢，我就开始派书了。有一些奉献者呢，就拿出一些书，然后呢，我们就开始派发。
And I really wanted to because I heard, you know, these things were brought, but also when I did it, it was so ecstatic. I just wanted to do it more and more. Now I know why. It's because of that connection with Prabhupada and the super soul in the heart of the people you approach is so happy. When you approach them to tell them about Krishna.
然后呢，我就开始派书了。后来呢，因为我得知这能取悦圣帕巴德，然后之后呢，我就感到狂喜。因为呢，我知道这个跟帕帕德就连接在一起了，而且呢，就跟你去派书的那个人心中的超灵也有联系，然后可以告诉他们 Krishna 就很让人快乐。
Okay.
The next one is from Radha Nanda. Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva. 最近接到一个外教的元旦课程，请问 Gurudeva 可以参加吗？可以向他们推荐梵歌吗？非常感恩。Radha Nanda, De Dasi. Based on dear Srila Gurudev, recently I got a calendar of New Year classes to do teachings for foreigners, maybe. These classes are the Christianity classes. She would like to ask your opinion whether she can attend it or not, or can she recommend the Bhagavad Gita for them?
Can you repeat that?
Lord Mandamari, 您能不能在就是因为我有点困惑，你是外教员的课程是您去做外教还是不是是那个谁 教谁？是您去教别人呢，还是外教教？哦哦哦，明白明白。OK OK。哦哦哦。She had a got an invitation from Christianity friends.To do some teachings, to give class on New Year's Day. So she asked Gurudev whether can I participate.
Yeah.
可以可以。
Yeah.
为什么不可以呢？She wants to know whether can I recommend Bhagavad Gita for them?
Yes.
可以，可以推荐。
In a nice way.
嗯，那是一个非常好的方式推荐。
You should recommend our Bhagavad Gita.
We should 应该向每一个人推荐我们的博家梵歌。Lord Ananda said, she, I know it, thank you unlimitedly. Mar, I also have a question.So the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and the destination is so sublime. Sometimes the you know, practical life.
What is that?
So my question is that sometimes I feel that Krishna consciousness is, on the one hand, if we are doing our service very nicely, so nice, so sublime, but sometimes when we are not in Krishna consciousness, so we are in Maya. Is that the...If we are not in Krishna consciousness, that we are in Maya?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about. The devotee is always in Krishna consciousness. We may not be perfect Krishna conscious like Narada Muni, but a devotee, once you're a devotee, you're never really in Maya anymore. In Yoga Maya.But we're mixed up, you know, sometimes we don't understand.
一个 Krishna 奉献者，他也许还没有达到完美的 Krishna 之间，不像 Narada Muni 那样，但是奉献者他不会就是真正的就不是真正意义上就在 Maya 当中，有的时候呢是在 Yoga Maya 当中，有时候就混在了一起的。
So I have to go now.
Okay.
Thank you all very much.
Okay. No more questions tonight. Okay.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you very much.
好，那我跟着七一服务员听，今天晚上的讲课就到这里，非常感谢大家的聆听，感谢妈妈是精彩讲课，感谢奉献者的提问，阿里比什呢。